Hi, it's another One for the Future show. It's been a little while since we've done one of these. I'm, of course, Josh Sexton, joined today once again by Neil Jones from Goal.com and Matt Addison from Liverpool.com. Is that how I introduced you before?
Yeah. Liverpool.com, Liverpool Echo, Blood Red, wherever I pop up.
All encompassing is Matt. We're going to do a bit of an update on the academy first. We want to have a bit of a wider chat about players coming through the academy. I will come on to talk about that, though, just before a quick update on the under-21s and under-18s and how they're getting on. So the under-21s at the moment are second in the Premier League too. They've won the last four and lost just once all season, so they're looking really strong, especially in the defensive area. The under-18s are not having quite as good a time of it, as me and Neil found out the harsh way at the weekend in the under-18s Premier League. They're fourth in the league currently, having 1-5, drawn 0 and lost 5, so some excitement there to be had. And they're 8 points off Sunderland, who are top and who battered them at the weekend. And it was rough, to be honest, Neil, wasn't it? Like, going into it, the team looked sort of, I guess, less experienced than you'd expect an under-18 side to look on paper. Trent Coney-Doherty was injured. We think there's a few other injuries around there as well. Figueroa, I think, had been spotted in a boot at that game. And Ben Doak, obviously, sort of kicking around the first team pitcher, or at least under-21's pitcher now. So going into it, looked like a weaker team, but the performance was, you know, not one to be proud of, I think.
No, it was a real thrashing they got. I mean, I think the easiest way to describe it was it looked like sort of adults against children, didn't they? I mean, just
even
just
physically,
as they were lining up, you know, before the ball had been kicked. Sunderland had a lot of big players. I know that they had a lad up front, number 10, Chris Rigg, who apparently is going to Sunderland, going from Sunderland to Newcastle for quite a lot of money. But all over the park, they were big. And you mentioned a few of the players. I mean, even sort of players that maybe aren't as exciting to other people, but who are missing, you know, Lewis Kumas, I think he's on an injury at the moment. James McConnell wasn't there. The midfield was Cody Pennington,
Tommy Pillington, and
Nick Laffey, who were three lads who you would say all need someone bigger alongside them, and they were all in there together, struggling. You know, I had inexperienced players. Josh Davidson hasn't played a lot of football, fullback. Nathan Giblin at left back as well. So, yeah, it's one of those, I think. What did they say? You either win or you learn.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope they learn from Saturday.